Hello and welcome to the Occult London podcast. This is a new podcast dedicated to exploring magic, mysticism and Kabbalah, as well as many other topics of interest. This is the 11th episode of a series exploring different concepts in relation to the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. And in this particular episode, we will be talking about Hod. So we're going to be exploring some of the symbolism and the meaning behind the eighth sephira on the Tree of Life, which is known as Hod or Splendor, which is attributed to the planet Mercury. This watery temple lies at the base of the Pillar of Severity, and it's also the center of intellectual distinction and rational thought. But it's also where I like to think of the workshop of the mad scientist, or the sort of isolated tower of the magician, and also the kind of halls of power as well. Before we begin, I wanted to recite the relevant Orphic hymn to Mercury from the Eleusinian Mysteries to hopefully kind of invoke those mental and communicative powers of the sphere of Mercury into tonight's discussion. And it goes like this. Hermes, draw near and to my prayer incline, angel of Jove and Maia's son Demine, prefect of contest, ruler of mankind, with heart almighty and a prudent mind, celestial messenger of various skill, whose powerful arts could watchful Argus kill. With winged feet 'tis thine through air to course, O mine of friend of man and prophet of discourse, great life supporter to rejoice is thine in arts gymnastic and in fraud divine, with power endured all language to explain, of care the lutioner and the source of gain, whose hand contains a blameless piece of the rod, Corusian, blessed, profitable God, of various speech, whose aid in works we find, and in necessities to mortals kind, dire weapon of the tongue which men revere, be present, Hermes, and thy suppliant here. Assist my works, conclude my life with peace, give graceful speech and memories increase. So the basics on Hod. So just to run through the correspondences, the title of Hod is Splendor. The name of God is Elohim Sabaoth, which is the gods of armies. The archangel is Raphael, but it can also be attributed to Michael. So this is what I was talking about in a previous episode. There is a different systems put Michael or Raphael in Hod. Particularly the kind of healing aspects of it. The angelic host is the Beni Elohim, which is the sons of Elohim. And the astrological correspondences is Mercury. The tarot correspondence is the 4 8s of the pack. The elemental correspondence is water. The path text is as follows. The eighth path is called the absolute or perfect intelligence because it is the mean of the primordial. It has no root by which it can cleave or rest except the hidden places of Gedula, which emanate from its own proper essence. The magical image is a winged hermaphrodite wearing an orange loincloth and sandals, and he also sometimes holds a staff or a caduceus. The colours, in Absoluth it's violet-purple, in Bria it's orange, and the Briatic range is what you'd normally see in diagrams of the Tree of Life. Yetzirah is reddish-russet, and Isaiah is yellowish-brown, flecked with white. The correspondence in the microcosm is the intellect in the Ruach. The correspondence in the body is the right hip, and the grade of initiation is 3 8 or practicus. As I said before, this is at the base of severity, so it kind of gives rise to that limit through division and a sort of intellectual distinction. So it sits opposite the sphere of Netzach, which we discussed last week, and is at the left-hand side of the astral triad. Hod is the intellect as opposed to Netzach, which is the emotions, and it's also the power of the mind, thoughts, mental will acts. And that's that type of thing as well. So Hod, from a kind of creative point of view, represents that first formations of the influx from Netzach, and it kind of uses the power of the mind to make these into shapes and definitions, which are then sort of presented by Yesod. So Yesod kind of acts as a filter. Hod would put form to the forces that come through from Netzach. This is well explained by Dion Fortune when she says the following. It is in the sphere of Hod that the rational mind imposes those inhibitions on the dynamic animal nature of the soul, condensing them, formulating them, directing them by limiting them and preventing diffusion. This is the operation of the magic that works with symbols. By its means, the free-moving natural forces are constrained and directed to ends that are willed and designed. The meaning of the Hebrew word of Hod is glory, and this suggests at once to the mind that is in this, the first sphere in which forms are definitely organized, the radiance of the primordial is shown forth to human consciousness. That's from the Mystical Kabbalah. In gematria, which is the essentially a way of divulging new meanings from the Hebrew letters, Hod actually adds up to 15, which is the same number as Geburah. So again, that kind of shows us some of the different aspects of how it's connected with Geburah. Aidan Steinsaltz mentions that one of the attributes of Hod is perseverance, and this is also mentioned by Israel Regardi when he says the following: persistence and determination are omnipotent. Similar to Crowley's idea that work alone has ultimate value, this is the workshop of the mad scientist, where the creative arts of writing and art are created and formed. James Sturzacre, who wrote a really good book about the Kabbalah, which is excellent if you're just starting out, calls this the sphere of intrigue. So it's where the, you know, the diplomat, the scientist, and the magician are based. And it's also the sphere of magic, because this is where the sphere of the formulation of forms. And Dion Fortune says the following about that: Hod is especially the sphere of magic because it is the sphere of the formulation of forms and is therefore the sphere in which the magician actually works. For it is in his mind that formulates the forms and his will that makes the link with the natural forces of the sphere of Netzach that ensouls them. Be it noted, however, that without the contacts of Netzach, the force aspect of the astral, there could be no ensouling. And with Netzach being the sphere of emotions, the contacts are made through sympathy and feeling with. The power of the will projects the magician out of Hod, but only the power of sympathy can take him into Netzach. A cold-blooded person of dominating will can no more be an adept working with power than can a fluid, sympathetic person of pure emotion. The power of the concentrated will is necessary to enable the magician to gather himself for his work, but the power of imaginative sympathy is essential to enable him to make his contacts. It is for this reason that it is in Hod that all kind of expressions of writing, language, communication, science, and magic sit. And it's also, although in the past a lot of these intellectual pursuits and have been traditionally seen as masculine, the energy that sits within this sphere is very much water and feminine, so that's an interesting contrast to Netzach, which is fire. So here we can again see the importantness about the relationship between Hod and Netzach, which can easily be seen if we consider the traditional images of Netzach as the naked female and Hod the naked male. So outwardly these are symbols, but the energy within internally is very much the opposite. And this is a good demonstration of how polarity and the different forces exist on the tree. The balance between Hod and Netzach is very important when considering the magical path as well. So the sphere of Hod is really where the emotions and the instinctual drive of Netzach begins to take form and take action, and likewise the ideas and intellect of Hod come from there as well. So it's a very much a kind of symbiotic relationship between the two. In terms of the planetary attribution, Hod is the sphere of Mercury, so it's associated with the intellect and the intuition, but also the, as I said before, the twin serpent staff or caduceus. Mythically, Mercury is like a psychopomp, so he's the guy between the worlds, and this kind of expresses the fluid quality of Mercury, so the ability to adapt to one's environment and be at home in any surroundings and circumstances. And this is the sort of splendor of the actor's mind. So the ability to kind of respond to change and adapt to better ways of functioning. And efficiency could be described as the sort of key word for Hod. So it's the kind of ability not to waste your energy, but rather to use it effectively and do everything in the most appropriate manner. In terms of the God name, as I said before, is Elohim Sabaoth, which is God of hosts. The hosts are the forms, essentially, that clothe the forces represented by Netzach. So Yehovah, Sabaoth, and Netzach refers to the relationship of forces on different levels. However, when we add the Elohim on into it, it's a name which has kind of more polarity. So it's matched with the magical image of the hermaphrodite. The name also translates as God of hosts. So yeah, if we have a look at that, you get the idea of the sort of manifestation of the divine in different forms, which is different to Netzach when it talks about kind of more thoughts and emotions and experiences. So the word Elohim combines the sort of feminine noun with the masculine ending, and then it indicates that sort of dual nature associated with Mercury and the idea of the intellect being both male and female. As I said before, the archangel for this particular Sephira, there is a bit of a switch around here. I personally favour Michael being the guardian of the south. And as I said, the angels are the Beni Elohim, which means the sons of God. If we move on to the kind of mythological aspects of the sphere, the gods and goddesses of this particular area tend to be particularly strong within the areas of sort of healing, communication, and also blacksmiths as well. So the blacksmith is very much a strong symbol of Hod, the mind that hides the emotions and the desires of Netzach. Other gods could be seen as Anubis, obviously Asclepius, Bride as well, who was the goddess of healing and smithcraft, and she also has a connection with holy wells, which fits very well with the idea of Hod as a water temple. Anubis is a particularly powerful archetype I've found when working with the energies of Hod, and is an excellent example of the sort of psychopomp nature of the Sephira as being a sort of walker between the worlds. In ancient Egypt, Anubis was the god of embalming and the dead, but also acted as as the opener in terms of helping souls across the threshold into the afterlife. So he also acted as a kind of initiator into the priesthood. So there's quite a bit to kind of think about from that point of view. As I said before, this is very much the sphere of intellect, reason, creativity, and the imagination. So places that I personally find you can kind of connect with some of the Hod energy in the world are places like libraries, workshops, blacksmiths' forges, and also artist studios. So what you need to remember when you're thinking about Hod or Mercury is that although some people see this as being a very sort of dry intellectual sphere, it's actually through this initial idea and spark that all creative ideas come through. So the inventor in his workshop or the artist sketching, that's very much a Hod practice of kind of drawing through that power from Netzach and creativity and then putting it down into a form. This is really the sphere about starting. So if you ever have an idea or something you want to do, this is where you actually start doing the work. So that kind of concludes our episode today. I hope everyone's enjoyed it. Please make sure to visit our website, which is www.oracle.london.co.uk. And I hope you enjoyed it. And please feel free to get in touch with any comments or questions. And I'll look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks. Bye.